Does the size of a public relations agency matter? Is bigger better? This is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 144 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my friend. So we want to know, is bigger better, especially if you're looking for a public relations agency? Would you look for the bigger one or the smaller one? Well, is a large public relations agency better? Really? Well, not really. They can be, but there's so many factors that come into play, especially because each agency will have different strengths, different, let's say, specializations. They will be good in different fields. So I like to say that the perfect public relations agency is a bit like the perfect lover. It doesn't exist. But know that there is out there for sure an agency, a public relations agency that is made for you, my friends. Yes. But how do you find that perfect match, right? I suggest four tracks that will help you in your search for the perfect public relations partner. Number one, and this is what I would look into if I would have to hire a public relations agency myself, or let's say to promote myself. I would look for a public relations agency that's flexible, you know, flexibility and adaptability, that will adapt and will be flexible. That's number one. I look for an agency that feels like, you know, they've known you for such a long time. So when you're talking to them, you meet them, you have this feeling of knowing them for a long time. Number three, it's an agency that always finds time for you. That's key for me because, you know, everything moves so fast today, especially post-pandemic. You know, these years are so difficult and you need a partner that will find the time for you, will listen to you. Number four, they resemble you. You look alike, right? Probably because you have the same values. So four different axes, four different points that I love to look in the partner. The first one is flexibility and adaptability. Number two, feels like they have known you for a long time. Number three, they always finds time for you. Number four, this agency resembles you, looks like you. They have the same value most probably. So flexibility and adaptability. So what do I mean by that? So a bigger public relations agency, of course, has more human resources, maybe, you know, more contacts, and have, you know, huge tools, crazy expensive tools that they use. But a medium-sized agency might be willing to become your partner and will be way more flexible, because this is what you need at this stage of your business, right? You need someone that's going to be able to adapt to your needs. An agency willing to really regularly also review its objectives and openly analyze its result with you. So sometimes we overachieve, sometimes we underachieve, but if it's a new product, especially if it's the first time in the market and you're not known out there, it's so important to sit down with a client that's after a few months and say, hey, this is what we found. This is what we know. So let's adjust our objectives. So know that large agencies don't always have this flexibility because they serve so many clients, of course. Sometimes many levels of decisions as well. So it might be extremely difficult for them to serve you and be flexible like you would need, as I said, at this point in time. And so number two, it feels like they have known you for a long time. I love that. Sometimes we meet clients for the first time and we discover that we've worked on similar brands or in similar markets or for their competitors sometimes. And we have that instant connection that makes you feel so confident from the the very first minutes you speak with them. Well, notice, because this is a sign to me, and in over 20 years of service at the Nada PR agency, really, virtually all these collaborations, you know, when we meet someone, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I know you so well. I know your market, I know your product, I know your business. Well, all these collaborations were extremely successful. A few cases that turned out to be not as great, let's say, they occurred either because, you know, there was a shortage of products, or let's say we launched something so new that the consumer weren't there. Like, you know, the rendezvous where you were launching a new product and meeting your new clients. Sometimes it happens, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. So it's really hard to know how consumers are going to react at the other end, especially if you're launching something new that's never been created before, right? So don't hesitate to continue the exchange with an agency that makes you feel confident and gives you that impression of knowing them for a long time. To me, it's a great sign. You probably share the same values, as I mentioned, and it's really a great start. Then another angle that I always love is that agency, that partner always finds time for you. So if you have this big public relations agency, might be difficult for them to answer quickly, react quickly. Know that smaller or even medium-sized agencies can be more flexible and reactive, of course, and offer a more personalized service. They won't hesitate sometimes to reschedule appointments to accommodate you. I do that all the time for my clients, and connect. You know, they will connect with you quickly. So they will move around their schedule. So that's a good sign. With smaller teams, of course, agency leaders too and experts can be more involved in each project, which is a great advantage, really, because then you'll have the senior knowledge on your account, not just, you know, especially if you're, let's say you're at the beginning of using PR, your budget is a little limited, so you're not going to have just a junior working on your account. And this is a real advantage, really. You won't have to start from scratch every time there is a young account executive that leaves the agency and that the agency recruits someone else. It happens really often that we have clients that come to us and they're just tired of training like the next employee of the agency because, you know, there's such a turnover sometimes. So we have this way of working at the Nada PR agency that's quite different. We work, I call it, in a circle. Meaning that, of course, I'm the generalist at the agency. I have a account director with me and senior account managers, but we know the accounts. I'm not in all every meetings, of course, but we know. So when we hire someone, we train them on the client. So it's not the client training our new employee about who they are. I know it sounds weird, but it happens more often than you think. And the last point, it's an agency that resembles you, like looks like you. So sometimes medium-sized agencies can also be extremely specialized in your domain, in your industries. That's another huge advantage if you're looking for specific expertise, you know, if you're really specialized in a field. And when you feel like you know them so well, huh, they probably share the same value, really. I have several clients in mind who really have expressed this state because we established such a strong bond of trust that they considered us as their own communications and public relations department. To me, it's one of the best compliments, really. And I can assure you that we've led for these people extremely successful public relations campaign. So does size matter? Is bigger better? That's what we're talking in this episode. Well, as you can imagine, not really. It's not the size that matter, but more, you know, the ability of this agency to really meet your needs, to listen to you, to be flexible and, you know, create confidence and win your trust very quickly. And a public relations that understands your company and is willing to learn with you and grow with you. This is what I'm looking for in clients, actually, clients that I can grow with. I love that. And of course, an agency that can really achieve your objectives. So to me, really, the best public relations agency is undoubtedly one that already knows you. So go out there and find them. So find that public relations agency that knows you. So if you wish to continue the conversations, of course, you can contact me. You can find me on our website, netapr.com. And I'm easy to find, really. Or you can register to any of our program, get on our list, of course, and I'll be happy to talk with you and schedule an appointment with you. So hopefully, more than anything else, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NADA PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!